Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Most people set goals the way children build sandcastles. Temporary, fragile, washed away at the first wave of inconvenience. And the reason is simple. The castle has no foundation. The goal has no purpose. You can write down 10 goals, hang them on the refrigerator, carry them in your pocket. But if those goals aren't tied to something deeper, something that matters, they will fade. A weak purpose will always produce weak goals. Now, purpose, it's not mystical. It's not reserved for philosophers or poets. It's simply the answer to one question. Why? Why pursue it? Why sacrifice for it? Why keep going when it gets hard? If you can't answer the why, you won't last through the how. I learned early that having more money was not enough to move the needle. A bigger house, a newer car, those are fine, but they don't wake you up in the morning with fire. They don't hold you steady when the storms of life push against you. Only purpose does that. Here's the paradox. People think they want goals because they want achievement, but goals are not enough. The goal to lose 10 pounds, earn a promotion, or save $1,000, those are shallow if they are not connected to a bigger why. Why lose the weight? To live longer for your children? To feel stronger so you can serve better? That's purpose. Why earn the promotion? To expand your influence? To provide opportunities for others? To grow into your full potential? That's purpose. And when purpose enters, power arrives. Suddenly, the goal isn't just a task, it's a mission. And missions endure where tasks fail. I once asked a man what his goals were. He listed them off, neat and tidy. I asked him why he chose the goals he had listed there, and he looked a little confused. But you see, that's the gap. A goal without a why is like a sail without the wind. The boat sits there, pretty on the water, but going nowhere. And here's what's fascinating. Purpose not only strengthens goals, it simplifies them. Once you know your why, half the noise disappears. You stop chasing distractions because they don't fit the mission. You gain clarity. And clarity is power. So if you want stronger goals, stop polishing the surface and dig into the foundation. Find the reason that pulls at your heart, that stirs your imagination, that makes the effort worthwhile. Because goals without purpose are chores. Goals with purpose are destiny. You got two people working side by side in the same office, same job, same hours, same pay. One drags through the day, watches the clock, lives for Friday night. The other comes in early, leaves late, and somehow has energy left to keep learning after work. What separates them? Not talent, not opportunity, it's purpose. The first person sees the job as a burden. The second sees it as a stepping stone. One is trapped, the other is building. Same environment, different fuel. And that's why I say purpose gives power. Without it, the smallest obstacle feels heavy. With it, the heaviest load becomes bearable. I've watched men work in factories with no spark in their eyes. And I've seen others with the same tools, the same machines, but a completely different countenance. They weren't working for wages alone. They were working for a dream, to build a future for their families, to climb out of debt, to create something lasting. Their hands did the same tasks, but their hearts were burning with a different fire. Now, if goals are the vehicle, purpose is the engine. You can have the finest car sitting in your driveway, polished and gleaming, but if there's no engine under the hood, it goes nowhere. That's the danger of pretty goals with no purpose. They look impressive written in a planner, but when tested, they don't move. And here's another truth. Purpose turns discipline from punishment into privilege. Without purpose, waking up early feels like torture. With purpose, it feels like progress. Without purpose, saving money feels like deprivation. With purpose, it feels like freedom in the making. Without purpose, practice feels like a chore. With purpose, practice feels like preparation. Same action, different meaning because of purpose. I often tell people, don't just set a goal to earn $1 million. Ask why you want the million. Because if it's only to spend it, the desire will weaken. But if the million represents freedom, security, the ability to help others, then the goal carries weight. It carries endurance. Purpose guards against quitting too soon. Everyone hits walls. Everyone faces seasons of drought. But if the goal is backed by a reason that matters, you keep walking. Think of the mother who works two jobs to put her children through school. She doesn't quit, not because it's easy, but because her purpose is larger than her exhaustion. The power of purpose is stronger than the pull of fatigue. And here's the irony. When you pursue goals with strong purpose, you inspire others without trying. People see the determination, the consistency, the spark. They wonder what fuels it. They may not know the details of your purpose, but they feel its presence. Purpose not only powers your life, it lights the way for those watching. So don't envy the person with bigger goals. Envy the person with deeper purpose. Because depth always outlasts height. A tall building with no foundation will collapse. A modest house with strong foundations will stand for generations. That's the lesson. Goals give you direction, but purpose gives you stamina. Direction without stamina is a nice start with no finish. Stamina without direction is wasted energy. Put them together, and now you're on your way to something lasting. And here's a truth that might be a little counterintuitive. People often think success begins with setting higher goals. They believe if the target is big enough, the motivation will follow. But that's backward. A big goal without purpose is just a bigger disappointment waiting to happen. Take the man who declares he'll run a marathon. He buys the shoes, registers for the race, tells all his friends. But halfway through training, the aches set in, the weather turns cold, and he quits. Why? Because his goal was built on novelty, not necessity. The excitement of saying it wore off, and nothing deeper held him steady. Now picture another man who runs the same marathon. He pushes through the pain, through the blisters, through the exhaustion. What's the difference? His purpose. Maybe he's raising money for a cause. Maybe he's proving to himself he can overcome years of neglect. Whatever the reason, it's bigger than comfort. Purpose gave the goal staying power. That's why I say purpose must come before goals. It's the seed before the tree, the foundation before the walls. If you get those out of order, you'll always be frustrated. Here's another truth. Purpose shrinks problems. Without purpose, every inconvenience feels like an obstacle. With purpose, obstacles become details. Think of the student who studies late into the night. If the only purpose is to pass the test, every page feels heavy. But if the purpose is to become a doctor, to save lives, to serve society, then those same long nights become investments. Same hours, different weight, because of purpose. People ask me all the time how to get motivated. I tell them, don't start with motivation. Start with purpose. Motivation is fickle. It rises and falls with the weather. with moods, with circumstances, but purpose is steady. When you know your why, you don't need to pump yourself up every morning. The why wakes you up. Now let me share something I observed in business. The salesperson with a quota often struggles. The numbers look cold on paper. But the salesperson with a reason, paying for a child's education, supporting an aging parent, building a dream, they outperform the quota-driven every time. Because numbers can't move you when you're tired, but purpose can. And notice this, purpose makes sacrifice logical. Without it, sacrifice feels unfair. With it, sacrifice feels natural. Why does the athlete train in the dark while others sleep? Why does the musician practice scales until fingers ache? Why does the entrepreneur endure setbacks year after year? Because each one has a purpose that explains the pain. Without purpose, pain is senseless. With purpose, pain is proof of progress. Purpose sharpens focus. The moment you decide why you're pursuing something, distractions lose their grip. The man with no purpose watches hours of television. The man with purpose turns it off because he has work to do. Not because he's more disciplined by nature, but because his purpose has captured his attention. Purpose is the great filter. It tells you what belongs and what doesn't. So the great mistake is trying to chase discipline or motivation without first chasing purpose. It's like trying to light a fire without fuel. You can spark all you want, but without wood, the fire dies instantly. Purpose is the wood. Goals are the flame. One sustains the other. That's the irony most people miss. They think the size of their goals will carry them, when in fact it's the size of their purpose that decides whether the goal lives or dies. Let me give you a picture, and I want you to hold in your mind. Imagine a tree planted in shallow soil. It grows quickly at first, thin and tall, but when the winds come, it falls. Now imagine a tree whose roots run deep. It may grow slower, but when the storm arrives, it bends and holds. Goals are like the trunk and branches, but purpose is the root system. Without roots, there's no endurance. With roots, there's strength. That's why I call purpose the anchor of achievement. A ship without an anchor drifts with the tide. It may look fine on calm waters, but when the current changes, it goes wherever the waves push it. People without purpose live that way. Every trend, every opinion, every setback pushes them in a new direction. But when purpose anchors you, the waves can crash and the winds can howl, yet you remain steady. Now let's talk about how we can apply this. Start by asking what you truly value, not just what sounds good, not what others expect, but what matters deeply to you. Because purpose has to be personal. Borrowed purposes don't last. If you chase someone else's dream, you'll quit when it gets hard. But when the purpose is yours, it has staying power. You know, some people say they want financial independence. That's the goal. But the purpose is different for each person. For one, it's freedom from worry. For another, it's to create opportunities for their children. For another, it's to give generously. The same goal, but fueled by very different purposes. And the stronger the purpose, the stronger the pursuit. Another way to do it, align your daily habits with your purpose. If your purpose is health, then the small goal of drinking more water or taking a walk isn't random. It's connected. If your purpose is influence, then reading, studying, improving your communication isn't just activity, it's preparation. When habits are tied to purpose, they become sacred. Without purpose, habits are fragile. I've seen people abandon routines after one bad week. That tells me the routines were not anchored in a larger why. But I've also seen people continue through discouragement because their habits weren't about perfection. They were about a mission. Purpose carried them. Think of the builder constructing a cathedral. One worker may say he's laying bricks. Another may say he's earning a wage. But a third says he's building a house of worship that will stand for centuries. Same work, same bricks. But the third has purpose. And because of it, he works with more care, more pride, more persistence. So, if you want to apply this principle, begin asking questions that reach beneath the surface. Why do I want this goal? Why do I care? Why does it matter enough to endure discomfort? If your answers stay shallow, your pursuit will too. But if your answers go deep, you'll find energy you didn't know you had. And here's what's fascinating. Purpose doesn't remove challenges. It redefines them. Obstacles stop being reasons to quit and start being tests to prove how much the purpose matters. Every setback becomes a question. How strong is your why? If the answer is strong, you push forward. If the answer is weak, you turn back. So, don't just set goals. Build roots. Don't just chase outcomes. Anchor them in purpose. Because purpose turns ordinary effort into extraordinary resilience. And resilience is what carries goals from imagination to reality. Now let's turn up the pressure, because here's the truth. Excuses crumble in the face of real purpose. If the reason behind your goal is weak, excuses will find you. You'll say it's too late, too hard, too inconvenient. But if the reason is strong, you'll find a way. Ask yourself, how many people stop short because the inconvenience was bigger than their why? They wanted the prize, but they didn't want the process. They liked the idea, but not the reality. That's why purpose is not optional. It's essential. Purpose is what makes you willing to pay the price. I've met people who say that they want to change their life, and they're sincere. They mean it. But sincerity is not enough. Desire is not enough. The test is simple. How strong is the why? If it's only built on a passing mood, it won't survive pressure. But if it's tied to something deep, then when life pushes, you push back harder. Let me put it plainly. Obstacles are not the enemy. Weak purpose is the enemy. Because a strong purpose turns every obstacle into training. It turns resistance into strength. The weights in the gym don't weaken you. They build you. Life's challenges work the same way. With purpose, you don't shrink from the weight. You embrace it because it's shaping you for the goal. And don't misunderstand, purpose doesn't make life easier. It makes you stronger. That's the difference. The load doesn't get lighter, but you get tougher. The climb doesn't get shorter, but you climb with more endurance. Purpose doesn't erase difficulty. It gives difficulty a reason to exist. So stop looking for easier goals. Start looking for stronger reasons. Because once the reason is strong enough, you can handle almost anyhow. A weak why produces endless complaints. A strong why silences them. I've watched athletes train through pain most people couldn't tolerate. Why? Because their purpose was bigger than comfort. I've seen mothers sacrifice everything for their children without a word of resentment. Why? Because the why was love. And I've seen entrepreneurs endure bankruptcy, rejection, sleepless nights, yet rise again. Why? Because the dream inside them mattered more than the setbacks outside them. And here's the beautiful irony. When purpose is strong enough, sacrifice doesn't feel like loss. It feels like investment. Waking up early isn't punishment. It's proof. Working late isn't misery. It's momentum. Saying no to distractions isn't deprivation. It's discipline guided by vision. Purpose changes the meaning of effort. So here's the test for every goal you set. Are you willing to pay the price? And if not, the answer is simple. The purpose isn't strong enough. Don't change the goal first. Strengthen the why. Because when the why is strong, the how becomes manageable. The storms of life will always come. But the storm is not the problem. The problem is whether your purpose is strong enough to hold you steady. And if it is, you'll come through not just standing, you'll come through stronger. Purpose doesn't just belong in one corner of life. It belongs everywhere. Too many people separate their goals into compartments. Money over here, health over there, relationships somewhere else. But if purpose is absent in any area, that part of life becomes fragile. Here's what I've learned. Purpose is the great equalizer. Talent, background, resources, they vary. But anyone can choose a why. And that why can make up for what seems lacking elsewhere. History is full of people with little education, little money, little support, but with a purpose so strong it lifted them to heights others thought impossible. And notice, purpose unites. When people share a common purpose, they'll endure hardship together. That's why teams succeed when they rally around a mission bigger than individual comfort. The military knows this. Great companies know this. Even families know this. Shared purpose multiplies strength. But here's the warning. If you don't supply purpose for your goals, someone else will. Society will hand you shallow purposes. Look successful, impress others, collect things. And if you live by those borrowed reasons, you'll feel empty when the applause fades. Only a personally chosen purpose can satisfy. So don't ask what goals you want only in one area of life. Ask what purpose will drive you in every area. Let that purpose guide your health, your wealth, your relationships, your career. Because when every goal is tied to purpose, life stops being a set of compartments. It becomes a unified mission. And that's when real power shows up. The same person who used to quit at the first obstacle now endures across every arena of life. The same person who used to live distracted now lives directed. That's the power of purpose. It doesn't just strengthen a single goal. It strengthens the whole person. The choice is unavoidable. Either you live by drift or you live by decision. Drift means your goals are casual. Your reasons are shallow, and life takes you wherever it pleases. Decision means your goals are intentional, your reasons are strong, and you shape your own direction. And the difference between the two is purpose. If you choose drift, the years slip by quickly. One day turns into 1 month, then 1 year, then a decade. Goals that were once exciting now feel distant. You explain it away. You were too busy. Too unlucky, too tired. But underneath it all, the truth is simple. The purpose wasn't strong enough. Drift is the slow death of potential. But if you choose decision, you anchor your goals in purpose, and everything changes. Obstacles still come, but they no longer have the final say. Disappointments still visit, but they don't define you. Because decision backed by purpose has staying power. Purpose can determine whether most of you will reach your goals or not. Without it, you become a leaf in the wind. With it, you become a tree with deep roots. The wind may blow, but you remain. Without it, you live by reaction. With it, you live by design. So the question each person must face is urgent. What is the why that will carry you? Not next year, not someday, but now. Because delay is its own form of drift. Waiting for better timing, better luck, or better circumstances only postpones the inevitable truth. You cannot build lasting goals without purpose. And here's something sobering. Life doesn't pause while you decide. Time moves, opportunities pass. The window closes whether you're ready or not. That's why clarity of purpose cannot wait. Purpose chosen now is power gained now. The choice is yours. You can let your days be swallowed by distractions, by entertainment, by the shallow approval of others. Or you can choose a purpose so strong it silences distractions, organizes your effort, and fuels your goals with real power. And once you choose it, don't whisper it. Commit to it. Write it, speak it, build around it. Let your purpose become the standard that shapes your decisions. Because if you don't decide, drift will decide for you. So here's the line. Drift or decide. Weak why or strong why. Temporary goals or lasting destiny. The difference is not luck, not talent, not opportunity. The difference is purpose. When it all comes down, here's the challenge. Don't leave tonight the same. Because the danger isn't that you set goals too high and miss them. The danger is you set them too low and hit them. And the reason people settle for too little isn't lack of intelligence or ability. It's lack of purpose. Purpose lifts you. Purpose stretches you. Purpose refuses to let you settle for average when greatness is available. And without it, even the most polished goals turn into empty trophies. So I leave you with a picture. Imagine standing at the end of your life, looking back. You'll ask, did I drift or did I decide? Did I live by comfort or by cause? Did my goals have shallow roots or deep ones? That picture should stir you, because the answer will not come by accident. It will come by purpose. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait until conditions line up. Purpose does not need ideal circumstances. It needs only your decision. And the moment you decide, you change direction. Here's the dividing line. Drift is default. Purpose is design. Drift requires nothing but neglect. Purpose requires choice, courage, and clarity. And the reward is power. The kind of power that takes ordinary goals and makes them extraordinary, that takes routine effort and makes it unstoppable. So, the command is simple. Choose your why. Choose it boldly. Choose it today. Because purpose gives power to goals, and goals guided by purpose give power to life.